Yeah, the longer that you're in this league, whether it be playing, not playing, reps are reps, time is time. There's always multiple ways of getting better, and it looks like this week is going to be from watching another guy out there lead this team.
You feel like you learned anything in the second half last week as far as seeing the field or how even the operations run?
Absolutely. You know, it's a different view over there, and supporting someone else can definitely enhance your own game in the sense that when you're on the sideline, you get a different angle, and that angle definitely changes your mindset on how the play is going. When you're out there, you can things are flying so fast, you claim that you see things, but from the sideline, you get a wider picture of what's actually going on.
Sean, at the combine, you talked about kind of looked over your shoulder at Notre Dame the last year, and Coach Kelly was in that position. What did you learn from that experience, and how does it apply?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot to learn. For one, this is a much different experience. I was groomed properly throughout the whole offseason to become the starter here and fully took it on and had complete reins of this this offense here. So that's much different than the situation I was in last year. But when I was on the sideline last year, I did get to learn all the different things that go into winning. From developing young receivers to the relationships that the coaches have with the players to the environment that you're in at all times to be successful. And now it's about taking those experiences and applying them to the situation I'm in now. I'll be right back in that spot on the sidelines, taking a new position and have a new perspective on what it takes to get this organization back to winning the way that they should.
Does any of this shake any of your belief in Hugh Jackson?
Oh, no, not at all. The man has a plan, and the plan was for me to be the starter all year. It took an adjustment, but once again, there's a lot of thought that goes into a situation like this, and I completely trust in the process that he has set up for me.
How about in terms of your belief in yourself as a long-term answer in this position here?
It's my job now to do whatever I can that if another opportunity steps for me or comes up for me to step back out on that field, I have to be the best version of myself. And now it's just going to take a little longer before I get back out there, which just gives me more opportunity to become the best quarterback in this league.
Hugh Jackson says that the quarterbacks only have so many hits in them, but you physically have not wavered that you're okay. But how about mentally? Does your time clock and the pocket get affected at all? Does it get shortened?
No, hits? Yeah, it does. You learn. The quarterback I was week one versus last week is much different. Obviously, I took 7 sacks week one, and in the last 2 games, we only took 1. And those are off of, attempts to try to go forward. So their internal clock definitely was adjusted for me, and I was definitely making the proper adjustments in my game to make sure the ball's out of harm's way, and I'll continue to do so.
Hugh said that he was going to ride with you through the ups and downs a couple weeks ago. Talked about how at times you played lights out and whatnot. Do you think that him making a move like this is him going back on his word, or do you feel like he really does still believe in it?
No, he's completely riding with me still. He's just going to ride with me from a new angle. He felt that this offense needed a spark and that they're going to be able to get that with Kevin. And I believe that he's still going to ride with me throughout this time that I'm not the starter and making sure that I'm continuing to develop through reps and practice and learning from Kevin as he's out there leading the team.
Kevin talked about how the game slowed down for him last year even when he wasn't playing. So do you think that could happen for you too? The game will slow down even if you watch for a while?
Absolutely. But I also believe that in 5 weeks of being the starter here that I was able to catch up to the speed of the game and that it was slowing down. And I truly believe, although that I didn't have a lot of success in the first half of this last game, that I was a much better quarterback than the week before. I'm still learning. I'm still growing, and I felt as if I was still in the upward trend before this decision was made.
You spent a lot of time with Deshaun Watson in the pre-draft area.
I do. He's one of my good friends.
And what are your observations about this season? How do you explain a guy succeeding and another one having to learn the hard way?
No, he's balling. He's been balling since we've been 15, and since I've ever met him. And with the targets he has around him, he's going out there and making some big plays. And He's getting all the respect that he deserves. That shock and that game that he's brought in these first few weeks of him starting is exactly what I was attempting to do myself, and I believe that I was heading in that direction. But in his situation, he's been able to make the best of it, and he's doing a very good job handling himself, and proud to be a good friend of his. Now it's about doing whatever I can to get to the level that he's been able to perform at.
Like in some ways, I mean, you look at his situation, and he's got Will Fuller and Hopkins, and you guys have a very young receiving core that's still growing, and somebody that they, have been a lot of people today. I mean, isn't that a major difference between you?
Absolutely. In the pre-draft process, you got to understand that wherever you land is going to be a very different situation. And you try to play out every situation in your head before you get there. And I think that his situation was very optimal for him to go in with a very good defense and a lot of talent around him. And I believe that my situation was very optimal for me to really figure out myself. This is going to be hopefully a very long career in this league, and I look forward to learning from these different experiences that I have here. And as the guys develop around me, I'm sure this offense is going to be very good one day. Right now it's about this quarterback room having the same vision, the same voice, and leading those guys around us so that we can get to the level that some of these other teams have been playing at.
I know you're not going to be on the field, but what are you going to be trying to work on and improve from the sideline or even in practice?
Those small things will come up every week with Coach Jackson. We'll set small goals. It was making sure I'm getting the ball out on time. It was footwork another week. It was reading defenses another week. So every week I'm sure we're going to come up with something for me to focus in on, and I'll be able to do that. But I think my most important job right now is doing whatever I can to make sure that Kevin's in the best position possible, from whether he wants me to, chart some things from a defense, or if he's asking for advice, I'm going to be there wholeheartedly to make sure that our quarterback room is representing at the best way we can.
Deshaun, it sounds like you're determined to make the best of the situation, but is it hard to accept as a competitor, everything you said on Sunday is still wanting to be out there?
Absolutely. You want to do whatever you can to be out there playing. I don't play this game to sit on the bench. Now it's about accepting this as a challenge and doing whatever I can to get back out there and once again be the best quarterback and the best version of myself that I can be when I do get back out there.
Did he give you a timetable?
He did not. This is a decision that was made for this week, but I'm sure it will last as long as it is successful. For me, once again, I can't really put a timetable on things because I'm not the guy making decisions. I'm just going to accept my grace period for as long as it is of not playing and do whatever I can to become the best version of myself.
Does it make it any easier to take whatsoever that part of the decision making was the fact that it's a lot to ask a 21-year-old quarterback to carry a team that is still feeling its way at the receiver position especially?
Nothing makes this easier. I'm a competitor and I want to be out there playing. When I came out here and got drafted here, my ultimate goal is to be the starting quarterback for every opportunity that I could. And, I came a little short of that this week, and I'm going to do whatever I can to get right back on the path that I was on.